The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 12th of April, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days coming your way right now, as always, in about 5 minutes. Gmail. A lot of us use it, and even though it's a love-hate relationship most days. Maybe it'll get better now. Thanks to Google saying that Gmail will get a major redesign soon. This could be good and bad. A redesign? Maybe less efficient. Who knows? Though you and I really aren't supposed to know this yet. Apparently an email was sent out to G Suite customers letting them know a new version of Gmail's on the way. That was supposed to be a customer confidential email, and you can see how well that worked because we're talking about it today. Now all the details include a fresh, new, clean look for Gmail on the web, that is. Easier access to G Suite. Sweet apps. We're also going to get smart reply on the web, just like you do on the mobile. The ability to snooze emails and choose when they appear in your inbox. That will be lovely. However, though, don't go looking for it today. Nah, we're not going to see these changes till around June of this year. The Apple woes continue. Now, this scenario actually isn't nothing new when you've tried to, shall we say, cut corners with Apple parts, meaning not using the official ones. And sometimes they don't work so well, particularly when you have an iOS update. But that wouldn't happen with those official Apple parts, right? Yeah, try again. Yes, a new report is saying that even genuine Apple replacement screens can cause sensor problems in the latest iPhones. Particularly with that new update we just got, yeah. The latest iPhones being the iPhone 8, 8 Plus, and that lovely overpriced iPhone 10. Apparently what's happening, even on the official genuine Apple parts, the ambient light sensor will actually be disabled by iOS, and there's lots of speculation saying what's exactly causing this. One hand is saying it's iOS upgrades. Another one's saying it's hardware. Some of it may just be defective. Regardless, that's both on Apple's shoulders. Over to you, Tim. What you gonna say about this one? Windows 10 1803. Oh, the big update that everybody can't wait for. You're going to have to wait a little longer. Now, remember, we were supposed to get 1803 out this past Tuesday. And you should probably realize that it didn't happen. Now, from what we heard, Microsoft did intend to roll out the update. However, though, they found a bug at the last minute. Any bets they didn't find a bug? I'm thinking bugs. Well, regardless, Microsoft has said it prevented them from rolling out the update to the general public. So, you probably think, well, Microsoft must have an answer when we're going to be getting it. Nope, they don't. The update now is currently in the unknown category for Microsoft. We've heard speculations over the Microsoft campus, everything from 1 week to 1 month. Spotify. Granted, yes, they have more free users than they do paying users. So if you're a free user, this will probably make you happy. Apparently, Spotify's tweaking its free service so that it can work better for users now. All they are saying is they want the free service to be easier and more attractive to use for mobile users. Then they're banking on if it's free and easy to use, you'll think, well, this is great. I'm going to go ahead and pay for it. Now, as far as the enhanced features for free users, this will all be supposedly announced in an upcoming announcement, maybe next week or two, along with the possible announcement. Announcement of Spotify actually making a speaker. Ah, yes, another speaker. And finally, when's the last time you asked Siri, tell me a joke? About 4 years ago? Yeah, me too. Well, you might want to ask Siri again. That's because she's got new jokes for you. Woo-hoo. Yes, apparently now Siri has more than a dozen of fresh new jokes to share to you. What are the jokes? Well, I guess some knock-knock jokes have been added. There's even a joke that I taught a wolf to meditate. Now he's a werewolf. Ha, ha, ha. Well, thank you, Apple, for all the lovely jokes. Kind of fitting, though, isn't it? Siri is kind of a joke now. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, yep, that's our official website. That's where you can find our podcast, our blog, and our reviews all over there for you. Also, social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come be a part of it with us. britishtech.slack.com. We'd love to have you. The News Show will be back for your Friday. Yes, we're coming back tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news is going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.